It all started one Monday morning when Navajo Nation Police Sergeant Roland Ash looked at the arrest log after the weekend.
And we usually have a lot of public and talk to arrest, right, on a Monday morning over the weekend. And I noticed that we only had one. And I asked the sergeant, dude, hey, man, what's going on? We only had one arrest over the weekend. What happened? He says, I don't know. I said, you know what? Let's go check.
So Sergeant Dash started asking around and heard about a white van coming into Tuba City, Arizona.
He was asking everybody if they were hungry, if they wanted a place to stay. They had rehab center that they were coming out of rehab center out of Phoenix area, and that they needed assistance for rehabilitation from alcohol.
The recruiters have been reported in various areas, like outdoor markets and picking up people on the side of the road, according to a statement published on Facebook by Navajo Nation Police Department on November 17. Soon, families started to report their loved ones missing.
So we started getting calls, missing persons.
Sergeant Dash began looking into different sober homes or group homes after a family member of a missing person told him their brother went to a recovery treatment center in Phoenix, Arizona. Sergeant Dash spoke with the individual over the phone. He explained he willingly went with the recruiters, but the police department's Facebook post from November 17 said some people had experienced difficulty returning to the Navajo Nation. Sergeant Dash says this is an ongoing problem.
Right now, it's a constant thing of these guys showing up here and taking these individuals down.
In a separate Facebook post from October 26, Carol Willetto, a community member, warned people about a couple from Blue Sapphire Group Home showing up at Winter Rock, Arizona's outdoor market and recruiting people. Tribal Radio contacted the Blue Sapphire Group Home about their business and why they were in Winter Rock, Arizona. A woman who identified herself as Justine apologized and said she was not involved because she had no Navajo clients, and then hung up. Sergeant Dash is now working with other law enforcement agencies to investigate any possible criminal activity to ensure the safety of Navajo communities.
I made contact with FBI on this whole thing. I made contact with my superiors on everything that's going on. I provided them with information. I made contact with CI, our criminal investigator here in Tuba City. What's going on here?
The Navajo Nation Police Department is advising community members not to get into vehicles with individuals they do not know, even for a short ride. Sergeant Dash is asking anyone with information to contact the Navajo Nation Police Department or contact the FBI at tips.fbi.gov. For KSUT Tribal Radio, I'm Crystal Ashke.